For excellent is your name, Almighty God. As we enter into this quiet of our abode, to the certain sound of the shofar, as we prepare our hearts to worship you. For we do declare that certain sound, your law, of the fenced city of Yisrael, Jerusalem. We bow in your presence this Kadosh Shabbat. As we enter into the presence of our Abba, to worship and to praise you, Almighty Yahweh. We brought you for the assurance of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel, the hope of the whole house of Israel. We ask you this day that you would pour down the power of your Ruach upon your people. In this gathering, those that are scattered around the nations of the world, upon your manservant, that he may speak as an oracle of Almighty Yah, to declare the profoundness of your truth. You can never be understood, Yah. Blessed comes down from Hashem I am. You put it in the heart of man, that he may teach man the principles, the disciplines of Almighty Yah. They may know what you command of them. We are all babes. We need the strong meat, that we may be strong and fervent with the power of our Abba. So we ask you on this Shabbaton, this gathering of your people, that you will mightily express the wisdom of you, that we may know and understand, Almighty Yahweh, that our minds will not be confused, but we will know all things as you instruct us in, that we may hold fast to it, the Yahshua's mighty name. And so strengthen us all today, those that are listening by live via stream of the internet, those that will receive this message in the CD form of whatever way they may hear this today, we pray in Yahshua's mighty name that they may be enriched, that they may be empowered by the Ruah of Yahweh and the Ruah of Yahshua HaMashiach. Rest fully in them. Forgive us of our transgressions, our sins, our blatant rebelliousness, as we have defied you, Yah, and spoken out of the ignorance of our carnal mind that is contrary to the Ruah that you have placed in Israel. The Ruah draws upon the living words, that which you have written in the heart of Israel. And that's why we need no man to teach us the mitzvah, the instruction of Yah, because it's written in the love of man. We're without any kind of excuse, for what your word declare is truth. We shall not have any kind of an idol before you, Yah. We shall not make unto ourselves the images that are engraved in our minds. We shall not take your name in vain and deny the power of that name. We shall remember the Shabbat and keep it Kadosh, as we learn those in our religious ways. The principles were right. We were instructed in the principles, Almighty Yah. Yet no one had to really refresh those things in our minds or in our life when we came to the knowledge of truth. Because they are truth. So we pray that you will help us all today. Give us all wisdom. Those that need a physical touch in their bodies. Your healing power on the little ones. We do pray for them. That you will touch them mightily and your healing virtue will flow in the midst. We pray for the strength of those that are feeble and weak. And those that have turned astray. What a generation. What a people of this hour. But I will pursue you with all of my life. And everything that you have imparted into me, I will offer it up unto you as a sweet smelling savor unto my Abba. Bless the music today as we sing. To your honor, my Abba, as we honor your name, as we give great credence unto HaMashiach, the Tikva of Israel, we shall bless you today. We shall rejoice in all of your tongues and everything that you have done. For your way shall be established in the midst of Israel. We shall not denounce you in this hour. For your kingdom shall come as we pray for the power of your ruling government to be established upon the earth. We pray for the shalom of Israel, and your name is excellent. It is the mighty name. It is the great name. There is no other name like the name of Almighty Yah. And so we rock you today. Cause the ears to hear and the mind to perceive. Cause a deep love for you, Yahweh, above all things, to generate deeply in the love of Israel, that we will love you. We bless you today, and we shall toda Yah for all of his great blessings, his health, his strength upon us all. We ask it in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, the hope of the whole house of Yahudah. We barak you in Israel, the people of Yah. Those with conviction cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. For the excellence of your truth is mighty, Yah. In the house of Israel. So on this Shabbat as we gather here, we pray that the wisdom of Hashemah will be revealed unto this house, that we may take heed and warnings as to what you speak unto Israel. Bless your people scattered in every realm of the earth, those that listen to the broadcast and those that will hear it. We pray for them all in HaMashiach's mighty name. Bless your man servant today as he speaks. Lead him by your Ruah, we ask, Yahshua's name. And the people cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, Shabbat Shalom. May Yah enrich you in Yahshua. Yahweh blesses you. Bless you all. You may be seated. What an excellent time. A wonderful time that we're in. And I certainly do bless Yah for all things. For the manifestation and the magnificent truth of His Son Yahshua has given us a right to the throne of Almighty Yah. We don't understand the excellence of that because the enemy has done a magnificent job by occupying our minds with things that we ought not to occupy our mind with. We have in food, in raiment, therewith be content. Be satisfied with all that Yahweh has done. This is a generation that the mind is in overdrive. Because it is a generation that really doesn't know Yahweh. It is consumed with fleshly lusts. It is a generation whereby the calamities of Almighty Yahweh are going to come heavily upon this generation. The total ruins of Yah. He's going to bring it down with expedience, without mercy at all. And these calamities shall overtake this nation and the nations of the world, and we see the pretext of that already. There is a deep depression of miseries in this nation and around the world. These are the preludes before the calamities of Yahweh are poured out upon the earth. And when the calamities of Yahweh are poured out, it brings a nation and a people into ruins. There is nothing of substance left. There's nothing that they can feed on. And there's certainly no strength at all to garner from the massive destructions that have taken place. It is going to be a disastrous thing, whereby there shall be great loss. We find that today there's a great loss of integrity of the word of Yah. Because of the deceitfulness of one's own love, they will wrestle the scripture to their own destruction. And the reason why, because they do not know the power of Yahweh, nor do they know Him. There's a reason that we must understand why the calamities are going to come upon the earth. And I want to reiterate what I began to read on last Shabbat. We are a generation that cannot hear. We do not hear very well. Our thought process is boggled down in such trivial things. When the meaningful things of Yahweh are spoken unto us, we cannot hear them. There's a reason why the calamities, this utter ruins of Yah is going to come upon the people. There's a reason why there is great depression in the land today and suppression. There's a reason why that Prozac and the drugs are sold like candy today to try to remedy what man has done in this earthly realm. But scripture tells us why, the reasons, what has caused it, and why Yahweh shall show this tremendous devastation of His wrath upon a people, that they shall be engulfed by it. It shall bring them to ruins, that there shall not be anything left among them. There is very little sanity left today. You can't find anyone today with any decency of sanity. This is a twisted, perplexed, ignorant generation of people. Why are these things that Yahweh has purpose in His love, that He is going to cause this lasting distress to come upon a people? It's going to befall them. What has caused the love of Yahweh to become so vexed and so tiresome that He is going to bring a people into a devastating ruins and cause the depression and the distress of misery to overshadow them to such a great degree that they will not be able to call upon Him? It is one thing that Yah always does. He constantly warns us. He constantly. And I'm here to tell you, He is not going to warn you by some mythical voice out of the Hashemayim. He's not going to warn you by you reading the scripture. He's going to warn you by the mouth of His servant, the man that He has ordained, as He said to Yeshaya. He said, first of all, I want you to cry aloud and spare not. That is what He commanded him. He commanded him to cry aloud. And I don't want you to be consumed with any pity. Spare not. He said, I want you to show My people their transgression. That is what He commanded Yeshaya. He said, and I want you to show Yahudah all Israel their sin. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a shofar, a trumpet, to show the people their transgression and the whole house of Israel their sins. Now, why has this come about? Why is the sin so prominent today and the people defy Almighty Yah? First of all, we have very few men that will stand and cry aloud. They will not lift up their voice like a trumpet. I want to tell you all, you better hear what the man of Yahweh says, because that is the only power that induces faith in a man's life. We have learned trash from this way of this whore, and she is a Jezebel. What we call, quote, church, that is the spirit of a Jezebel. And a Jezebel is always rebellious against her head. She will not submit unto authority. And what Christendom has taught us in this befuddling and befusing of our minds, that we need no man then to hell with Shaul and Obadiah, to hell with Kephar, to hell with Jeremiah. We don't need any man to speak to us. That is a trick of hell. Man is a powerful thing that Yah has made. He has imparted his strength into him that he may declare the virtues of Almighty Yah. Not just by verbally, but by a life that substantiates the power of this living one. And so what Christendom has taught us all, you get it for yourself. Not so. It's not found nowhere in Scripture. You cannot find any verse of Scripture that substantiate that. We are people that do not want the shofar of Yah, the judges, people to stand and to judge our sins and our wickedness. That is why the calamities are going to come upon this nation, because there are no men today that will stand against the sin of a vile, evil, sadistic people. I judge all men. Because I'm spiritual, and I will judge, because with the same judgment that I judge you, I'm able and qualified to be judged by the same judgment. You want to know why the calamities come? Now, I want to read something, the same thing I read last week. I'm going to read what I read, and I began in Yeshaya chapter 3. I'm not going to wait for you. I want you to hear this above all things. Yeshaya chapter 3, I read this on last Shabbat. Yahweh says, for behold, I want you to see and understand, to perceive, the sovereign Yahweh of Saba, of hosts, the one that is the organizers of the armies. He is the one that organized the forces in this realm. He said, I will take away from Jerusalem, listen closely, and Yehuda, I will take away from Israel. He said, I will take away the stay, the support, and the staff, those things that are supported in every kind, and the whole stay of bread, and the whole stay of water. There is not much identity with HaMashiach. He said, for I am the bread of life that came down from Hashemayim. And so they have rejected the power of this man, and he was a man born of Miriam. And every word that he spoke, it came from Hashemayim. No man can receive anything unless it comes from the heavens. That is the only way you will receive it. That's the only way a man is going to understand. It must come from Hashemayim. We know that the wisdom of the earth, it is sensual, it is devilish, and it doesn't create the mind of HaMashiach. The wisdom of Yah is pure, easily to be intrigued. It is sad that we cannot understand and know those that have the authority and the Ruah of Yah. Shaul had it. And if we reject, or if we think that it is unimportant to have men to stand as orators of Yah, we are deceived, because he was a man. And so was Obadiah, the man that I'm reading from this book. And yet Yahweh entrusted him to speak unto Israel. And Yahweh has done the same thing today. He will raise up men, not women. That's why we find this proliferation of the Jezebel spirit today in what we call Christendom. That's why you have women that predominate what we call the ministry. It is not of your way. He has given that authority unto man. He will not reduce man down to something that he is not. He will never do that. The value of man is so valued that Yah visit him every day and he is mindful of him. So you better hear those that have the rule and speak by the authority of Almighty Yahweh. So the things that Elder Wyman said last week, you better hear that. The things that Brother Patrick or Deacon Biddy will speak to us, you better hear it. How can you as a babe, how can you understand the dynamics of Almighty Yahweh unless you are taught? How can one even preach the power of this truth unless Yahweh sends him? And how can he preach this or declare the Emunah of Yah unless Yahweh has sent the man? How can you even have faith to believe it unless Yahweh sends the man to declare it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty Yahweh. How can he preach unless Yahweh sends him? How can he proclaim it unless he's sent by Yahweh? And that is what this power, this Jezebel has done. She has removed the identity of man so she can rule, and the children of wickedness rule. It is a valuable thing to have men of authority. That's what this world has done. That's why women today, that's why there are very few homes that are covered by the headship. Because they reduce the power of the one that HaMashiach is the head of. He did not say he was the head of a man that had the Ruah of Yah. He's the head of all men. He is the supreme power of all men. Shaitan is just not out against those that declare the power of this truth. He's against every man. Because HaMashiach is the head of every man. Yahweh has put something valuable in man, and the spirit of this whore has reduced him down, saying, you don't need him. And so they say to women today, you don't even need a man to have a baby. You can go to these fertility banks and have your baby. You can in vitro fertilization and have your child. It's a lie from hell. And the calamities are going to come upon the earth now. The total ruins of Almighty Yahweh. But out of all of that, he said he's going to have a small seed of the remnant. Just a few. Not many. Yah said, I'm going to take away the stay and the staff, the bread. I'm going to take away your support. Verse 2, look what he says. He says, the mighty man. That's Brother Allen brought that out to us one time, the Gibor. The mighty men, strong men. We need strong men today. You cannot bind a strong man's house unless you first bind the strong man. You cannot come in and destroy his house unless you bind the strong man. And so the strong men today are being bound. Very few strong men today. He said the men, he's going to remove the mighty men, the strong men, the Gibor. He said the man of war, one that saved. That's what a man of war, that's what scripture talks about. A man that is able to save and to deliver. So we don't have men today to speak this powerful truth that delivers ones from the clutches of hell. He said, I'm going to take them away. He said, I'm going to also take away the Shaphat, the judges. Well, we don't need judges today. We will see what scripture says. We'll take away the judges. We will take away the judges. Yes, I'm going to take them away. Those that act as the givers of Torah. Men that stand in the streets of Torah. Men that extrapolate from Torah, teach us Torah, instruct us in Torah. He said, I'm going to take away those that govern us by Torah. Those that show us the disciplines of Torah. You don't have that today. You don't have that in Christendom. You don't have no mighty men. You don't have no men of war. You don't have no men that will stand for the name of Yah. We're set for defense of the message of Almighty Yahweh through the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. That's what Shaul said, I'm set for defense. Not to defend David Roberts, but to defend Yah. And Yah is always, and he shall always use man. And man shall stand in the gap, and he shall be the judge. Yahweh has given all judgment. unto Yahshua HaMashiach. And if HaMashiach is our head, we are spiritual people, and we judge all things, and we're not concerned what men say about us. And so the enemy has used the subtlety of deception and this rebellious spirit today. I don't need man. Your love from hell, Shaul is one. What I'm reading from, he's a man. Did you reject him? Did you reject what he say? It's not what Elder Wyman said. Yeah, it is what he said. If he spoke from the book. Well, I know all things. Don't kid yourself. That's why Yahweh did specific things. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to show you some things today in Scripture. And that's why I want you to write them down to you, for you to go and look at them again and see if I'm in error. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can get any scripture you want. We'll sit down. I will show you even in the text of the scripture now. Even those things that you may think refute what I'm saying, you cannot refute it. I will show you. And I'm not trying to establish a doctrine. I'm trying to establish him. What he has done. He has done an excellent thing. He made man and he saw that man was marvelous. Do you understand that? He was a marvelous thing. He was more marvelous than Shaitan. That is why he rebelled that way. That is why he has used the seductive spirit to try to destroy man. Because if you destroy the head, you have no valid warriors or deliverers. That's why he used the subtleties of wives and women to bring men down. A man that goes into a whore, he falls into a deep ditch and he never comes out. The spirit of whoredom takes away his strength, his guide, his authority, his leadership. No, man is not a lord. We will not lord over the house of Yah. And neither will we allow you to lord over Yah's house either. That you will do what pleases you. And that's what this Jezebel has taught people. You do the things that please you. No man tells you. Scripture doesn't even teach that. In the Torah or even in the renewed covenant. And nowhere you can find that. It cannot be found. The value of man exceeds that. Who can fight a man in this day? For the price of that man would be more precious than the gold of Ophrah. That is the value of a man. I'm talking about a Geba, a man. I'm not talking about an effeminate thing. I'm talking about a man that will stand and act upon Torah. Instead of the power of Torah, knows what Torah says. And teach from the strength and the basis of the foundation of Torah. Because he has the living word in him, and the living power, that word is the truth and the witness of Yahshua, and the Ruah brings up that living power of that living man continuously. And that's why we will not be weary. That's why we will not even turn back. Because he has given us the strength by the power of Torah, his word, that we can press on beyond any opposition. Yahshua, I'm going to take all this away. Now you must understand. I will show you why he's taking that away. He said, I'm going to take away your shofat, those that act as Torah givers, those that judge, and those that govern. We are people that we need to be governed by Yah. There's no segment of society that have no government but this thing that we call this pagan vile thing of Christianity. Everything has some form of government. Every home should have government. Every home should have the discipline. And so we said, who are you to judge? Well, parents judge their children. When you have an opinion about anyone, you made a judgment. That's all judgment is. That's why Yahweh doesn't judge out of the seeing of the eyes or the hearing of the ear. He has put all things in the hand of Son. And if we that will judge the world and Melachim, can we not judge between each other and judge matters that are insignificant? I'm a judge. And I'm a man too. Hallelujah. That's why we have allowed every kind of vile thing to creep in. Because we're not men of battle. We're afraid to go in the battle. We resent battle. We resent the contest that will draw from us and take everything from us. And we're left dead. We're left weak, and yet by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh, he raises up us and makes us strong and vibrant. That's what he does. He said, I'm going to take away your judges. He says, I'm going to take away them to decide controversies. That's what a judge does. He decides to decide the controversies of Yah. He's a man of Yah. He said, to execute judgment. And I'm going to take away the Nabi, the true spokesman of Yahweh. Was that not what a Nabi was? You think that they could reject the Nabi in that day? When they rejected him, they rejected Yah. When they rejected Shemuel, when Agag rejected his word, he rejected Almighty Yah. When they rejected Moshe and Yahshua, they rejected Yah. When you reject the Nabi, the man of Yahweh, you reject Yah. After discount him as one that you don't hear, it is a trick of hell. It is your own mind. That's why we're in the trouble we're in today. That's why. When a strong man guards the place, all the goods of the house are safe. You need strong men. You need to pray that the men are strong, daughters. Pray for your husband that his strength abate him not. You need to pray for strong men, brothers. That we have strong men, that the house will not be broken in pillage. We need strong men. We need men that are warriors, gubbers, men that will battle for Almighty Yah. We don't have many today. We have effeminate men. We have men that will take the back seat, will not deal with the issues at front. Shaul said, I've judged you already. He said, the thing I've heard of you, he said, when I come, he said, I've already made judgment. I believe it to be so. No one has to tell me, I know it so. Was he a judge? He judged. Was his words accurate? Sure they were accurate. And so what this whore has done, it has put this false spirit in people today. And they say, well, I don't need a man to tell me. You're a lie from hell. Yahweh came down today and spoke to you. You wouldn't even know it was him. He put witnesses before us. He put men that are strong and sincere. Men that you need to hear. Men you can judge their lies. Shaul said, follow me as I follow Yahweh. As I, if I pay attention to this very hope and homage, you follow me. And I tell every man, follow me as I follow him. I'm not afraid to say it. I don't back down on that. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm not one that is deceitful. It is your own hidden mind of your own heart deceives you. It's not someone else that deceives you. That's why they can talk to your mind and tell you things. That's why in the multitude of counselors there is safety. And that's why the enemy has to remove us away from that. At the multitudes of counselors, what is the counselor? Judge. The counselor deals with the situations. It judges the matters and the situations. And so we don't want that today. And so what the enemy knows, the heart of man, Yahweh knows the heart of man. All of his ways are right in his own sight, isn't it? But Yahweh weighs the spirit of a man. That's why he put men that are valiant men. That's why he put men before us that are strong men. And they do not bear the sword of Yahweh in vain. They're men that have the mighty oracle of Almighty Yahweh. I want that kind of a man. I don't want a weak man. I want men that are strong. When they speak to me, I can hear what they say. I receive it in my life. I obey it because I know it comes from Yahweh. He said, I'm going to remove the Nabi. He said, no prophets today. You can't find them. You find Suthos. He said, I'm going to take away the Nabi. I'm going to take away the prophets. He said, I'm going to take away the prudent man, the diviners, those that can see beyond the natural. He said, I'm going to take away those, the prudent man. He said, I'm going to take away the Zarkane. I'm going to take away the ancient men, the men that show age, that show wisdom, that shows understanding, they have an experience with Yah. We don't have many of them today, do we? Very few old men today that love Yahweh, that stand in the principles of Almighty Yah. He said, I'm going to take all those men away. Verse 3, the captains, and that is simply the rulers, the leaders, and the chief men. I don't care what dimension in this earthly realm you go to. I was in the military, and we had a pecking order of command. And to say that Yahweh doesn't have one, you are deceived. Yahweh has an order. He made some shalishim, some nabis. He had an order, and he didn't lie. He said, I will give you pastors after my heart. And he did not say a spirit. He did not say a melechim. He said a man. And they will teach you and guide you and teach you in all knowledge and understanding. It's neither Yahweh told a lie, he told the truth. Either he spoke a true word to Israel, or he spoke a lie. He give us men. He does not send the melechim out of the Hashemayim, but he ordained men to declare the power of his truth. It wouldn't be a strange thing if a melechim, if you had the power to discern who he was and what it is, came down and preached to you the authoritative power of the word of Yahweh. They're ministering spirits of Almighty Yah. They come to guard the word of Almighty Yahweh. They come to guard us. They come to guard the men of Yahweh. Why? Because they have the host of Yah with them. And so if a melechim came and spoke to you, you wouldn't believe that. You would not know what he is. When that man came down and wrestled Yaakov, he was a man and he wrestled him. And he knew that he was able to bless him. He said, I won't turn you loose until you bless me. This generation turned loose the man because he says something that is contrary to their little damnable pet peeves and their little doctrines. And so they turn loose the blessings of Almighty. They don't want to get wounded. In the house of friends, you're wounded. And friends will wound you. They will tell you the truth. We don't want that today. We're shallow and weak today. The men that they have no character and strength of Almighty Yah. I don't take one word back either. Yeah, I'm going to cry loud. Spare not. I'm going to lift up my voice like a trumpet. I'm going to show you why the calamities are coming upon us. And why we oppress and depress. Why your mind cannot function right. Because Yahweh says, I'm going to remove the strength. And this is the strength of Israel. We need judges. We need those that have the Ruah. We need men of ancient. We need orators of Yahweh. Hallelujah. We need that in the midst of us. That's why I pray all the time, Yah, send the Nabi, send the mighty man of Yah. I will know him when he come. I will submit to him. I have no problem with that. See, the world has taught us that's why the children are rebellious. Because those that say they know Yah, they can't submit to Yahweh's order. Yahweh has an order. He has an established order. You understand? And we're going to obey that. And he put men in position. He gave gifts unto men. Before HaMashiach ascended, he descended. And he gave gifts unto men. Were they for the perfecting of the people of Yah? Are they men? That's why he gave the gifts unto men. To bring us to the perfect understanding of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. So how is it that we cannot hear men? It makes no difference what Deacon Biddy says and Deacon Hunt lies. It has an irreversible effect on our lives if we don't hear them. We got to hear. When they stand here, every man stands here. Whomever stands here, judge. They make assessment. They judge everything. Their words will be altered because they're judging. And if they don't judge, then something is wrong with them. I'm telling you, brothers. When I study, I make judgment. I make assessment. I discern. I know what I'm dealing with. I know what kind of mindset. Those that rebel. Those that fight. Those that reject. I know what I'm dealing with. And I deal with it. I take the sword of the Ruah and I deal with that corrupt, vile thing. He said, I'm going to take the captains and the honorable men. Where are the honorable men today? Wow, when you take away the honorable men. And that's what this Jezebel has done. She has removed honor from men. You don't need man. Yes, you do. He said, I'm going to take away the honorable men and the counselors, those that advise and give us understanding. He said, I'm going to take away the skilled craftsmen, those that are skilled in the word of Almighty Yah. We don't have that today. We don't have men that literally study to teach people to exhortation. See, every man wants to proclaim this high authority and he doesn't possess it. Every man wants to be something that he isn't and he doesn't possess it. Where are the craftsmen today? A man that can take one word and extrapolate and show us the depth and what Yahweh said on that. You have carpenters, you have rough carpenters, you have finisher carpenters, you have a plethora of degrees of men that build. You have masons, you have master masons. You have specialty masons. Only in the house of Yah you have everyone that, I know what you know, you don't know what I know. Hallelujah. I don't back down from that. That's what's wrong. Hallelujah. He said, I'm taking them away. I'm going to remove them. I'm going to remove the benign or the eloquent men. And an eloquent man is one. That's why it's the benign, the one that has discernment and insight. I'm going to remove the benign men. Men that have insight, the eloquent men. They can discern. And I'm going to remove the orators. He said, and I will give children to be their rulers. And that's what he said. He said, now, are not children ruling today? He said, I'm going to give children to be their rulers. Now, why has this come about? I will show us. He said, I'm going to give children to be their rulers. And babe shall rule over them. They shall literally have dominion over them. Did I not read this last week? I said to my wife, I said, people didn't even hear what I read because we are a people that we cannot hear. He said, I will cause babes to reign over them to have dominion. And that's what is happening today. We got men that have the childlike spirit. It's one thing that a child doesn't like, is it? It doesn't want to be judged, does it? When a parent tell a child something, they don't want to be judged, do they? So we have men like that today. We have people like that today. We are people that we don't want Yahweh. That's how he corrects us. As we heard on live Shabbat, he corrects us that way. And we don't want that. A child doesn't want any, anyone to judge them. They don't want parents over them judging them. So I will give children to rule over you. They shall have dominion over you. And they will cause my people to be oppressed. And the people shall be oppressed. They shall be pressed down. They shall be driven. The enemy shall exact their strength from them. My people shall be oppressed. It shall be a demanding pressure. Is that not true today? My people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. The child shall behave himself proudly, boisterous, arrogant, against the old or the ancient. Don't they do that today? These fruit heads today, 15, 14, and they behave themselves proudly against the ancient, against those that have wisdom, those that have a knowledge of Almighty Yah. And the base of the lawless or the dishonor, the base shall be esteemed. They shall honor the base men, those that have nothing, those that are lawless, those that are wicked and depraved. They're going to honor them. And that's what they do today. They honor those that are base. Men that have no substance, no strength at all. But the honorable man, they will speak proudly against them. They will reject the honorable one. They will not adhere to them. Yahweh said, I'm going to remove all this strength from Israel. We hear, but we do not hear. Where do you find honorable men today? Where do you find men that are eloquent men that discern and judge? Where do you find men today that take a stand for Yah? And despite what the host is doing, they will stand and stay steadfast in Almighty Yahweh. He tells us to spare not. Cry loud. Lift up your voice like a shofar, like a trumpet. That's what you do. And you show. You show. You show the people their transgression. You show Israel their sins. You identify the sins. That's what he commanded us. We want this kind of cookie cutter type message today. All eloquent and orators that speak so nicely. We don't want men that lift up their voice like trumpets. We don't want men to show us our sins. That's why people will say, well, he can't tell me. I'll tell you what. I will tell you here. That's what a Jezebel said. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm not going to listen. He can't tell me. That's the spirit. It is so wrong. It is not of Yahweh. We need men, brothers and sisters. You better pray, Yah, send the mighty men. Send the warriors. Send the men of strength. Send the discerners. Send the men that judge. Send the men that will set things in order. Send the men that will fight like valiant warriors. I want a man like that around me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want a brother to judge me. I want my actions to be judged, and it keeps me before Yahweh that I will not remove myself from the place that he has ordained me. When a man is not judged, he removes himself from the fear of Almighty Yah. That's why we need that among us constantly. That's why you can't be afraid to tell the sister she's wrong. You can't be afraid to tell the brother he's wrong. He will not hear you. Go get another brother. The Jezebel generation doesn't want to deal with that. Yahweh say, don't even spare them. Don't even spare them for their crying. Why? Because you will save them from hell. And tell the parents, don't spare your children because of their crying. Beateth them. In doing that, you will save their souls from hell. We need men. We need men that are shofat, judges, to judge us. We need men to stand in the gap. Where you're not filling in the gap like you should, you need men to stand there. You need men to watch. Did you notice last night how the brothers went around the perimeter to make sure we check things? I was glad we did that. Is not that vital? Do we not need brothers around the perimeter of Israel, guarding Israel? Do we not need that? Do we not need men to judge among us and to make sure that we walk according to the instruction of Almighty Yah? Do we not need shofats? Sure we do. The Torah hasn't done away with that. Neither did the renewed covenant. Hallelujah. He said they're going to oppress them. And men shall hold brothers. Verse 6. It says, when a man shall take hold of his brother, of the bayat, of his avat, saying, you have clothing. Be you our ruler. Rule over us. And let this ruin be put under your responsibility, under your hand. Rule over us. Take authority. Tell us. Judge us. Tell us what we need to do. In that day shall he swear and say, I will not be the healer, the habash. I will not be the ruler, the governor of you. For in my bayat, in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of a people. He said, I don't even have bread. Scripture tells us we're in a time where there's not going to be a famine. There's not going to be a famine for bread, but it's going to be a famine for the hearing. For the hearing. Now, how do you hear unless there's a preacher? How do you hear unless there are preachers? And how do the preachers preach unless they are sent? We're in a time of famine. And it's a famine of the hearing of the word of Yah. You can't hear it nowhere today because everyone is compromising on the things that Yahweh commands us to stand firmly on. There should be a famine in the land. There shall not be a famine of bread. We don't have to worry about bread, do we? We have more than enough. It's a famine for the hearing. For the hearing. Where are the honorable men? Where are the eloquent men that speaks with discernment and judgment? Where are they today? Where are the men today? Where are they found? Where's the responsible men? Why are we not responsible for Israel? Why are we not warriors? Are we warriors or what? I'd rather have one warrior than to have 50 soldiers. Gideon had just 300 warriors and he had enough to overtake. Give me the warrior. Give me the government. A soldier can perform his duty impeccable. And he looks all wonderful. His soldier uniform is prim and proper. But a warrior, he got dirt on his. He's not worried about washing his face in the morning. He's not worried about his teeth being brushed. He's a warrior. He is set for the battle. Just like Uriah. He said, I don't care about the wine. I don't care about the luxury. Because there's a man that my heart loves. David and Jonathan. He loved him like he loved Yahweh. Why we don't have that kind of love? Because we're not honest. We're not judging. We're not standing in the gap like we should. And even when his daddy Shaul came after him, even when Jonathan didn't understand that, he went to Yad. He understood. He spoke to his daddy to see if he would do this against David. And he told him, flee. Flee, man. Was this thing we call love, this damned up a trash, is not love. You parents, you love your children. Do you not make assessment of them? Do you not judge them? Do you not tell them what's wrong? Can you not tell them when they're hard-headed? We're all little children going astray. Everyone in their own direction. Everyone got their own interpretation. Everyone got their little private interpretation of Scripture. It's not so. That's why we need the word of Yah, of His men. In the house, we need the Shilishim, we need the Nabis, we need the proclaimers. Hallelujah. We need the pastors, the Raha, and the teachers. We need that today. It is missing. Why? Because Yahweh have taken that away. But there's the hope for Israel. I want to show you something now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that I'm going to do. In verse 9, he said, the show of their countenance does witness against them. And they display sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil to themselves. Now that's what the wicked does. The sin of this nation of Christendom is like Sodom. It is a wicked nation. The people of Yah, they're sinful, they're wicked. That's why we don't want judges. That's why when Yahweh for 400 plus years, he gave judges unto Israel. And all of a sudden when the judgment died, they would go back to their evil, would they not? And so they rose up against Yahweh, and I'm going to deal with that next. They asked for a king. Now that's what a ruler should be. And they got a king whose heart was lost. He said, I'm going to give you a king just like your Lev. I'm going to give you one that was just like you. As the people of Yah, if they're Yahweh's people, he will give us rulers that are like him. And if we cannot buy that and understand that, we are twisted in our thinking and our logics. He ordained men after his love. He gave us pastors and leaders after his heart. And they feed us with knowledge and understanding. Man is not feeding you with knowledge and understanding. He is not of Yahweh. Every tough and perfect gift come from above. Does not Yahweh send perfect gifts? And he has said the perfect gift of a Shilishim or Nabi. He has said the perfect gift of a pastor. It is the spirit. It's more than just the man. It is something that he puts in a man. There's something he birthed in a man. That's why the pastor must judge. That's why the layman must judge. That's why the sister must judge. That's why the mothers must judge. They must be shafat. They must be able to discern. They must be able to understand. There's something about the old ancient ones. They could discern. They didn't even know Yah, but they could discern. They could tell when you were wicked. They could tell what trouble you were in. They knew when you were doing something wrong. We can't even do that today. We can't even do that. They could tell you when your mind was messed up. Old mama would sit down and read the scripture and say, boy, you're just not doing right. You didn't like what she was saying, but it was the truth. You knew she was hitting it. You were hiding in your sins and doing every kind of wicked thing, were you not? But they could identify all your sins. Why? Because they were ancient. They had experience. They knew the way of that way. They understood that path. They could tell you what you're doing, what you're going through. They could tell you every sin. Why? Because they could tell on your countenance. They could tell on your expression. They had gone that way. They knew what sin did to one. They knew how sin oppressed and depressed. They knew it. And today we have removed that beauty from that. And this whore, this alluring Jezebel that set all these tricks before the people. And set this alluring temptation of pleasures before the people. This whore called the church. She's a Jezebel. She's a Sodomite. She has lured them in and taken them down into a whoredom. And they can't even see Yahweh now. They can't see the truth of Almighty Yahweh. You need the strength of a warrior. We need warrioring men, men that will battle. Verse 10, he says, so you, say you to the Sadiq, say you to the righteous. Now this is what he said now. Undoubtedly there was some righteous there. Undoubtedly in Jerusalem, he said, tell the Sadiq, the righteous, that it shall be well with him. They could not turn that away from Yeshua. He said, tell them it shall be well for them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. But he says, woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are the oppressors. Women rule over them. O my people, they which have let you cause you to go astray. Now that's what they did. The judges, because they went after filthy lucre and they went after greed and lust, they led the people astray. They were not judged righteously. And today, scripture tells us that David said, a gift from the wicked, or when one gives a gift, it perverts judgment. Someone in the whorehouse giving $1,000 offerings a week, you know that sin is going to pervert the judgment of that one. It's not of Yahweh. That's what Hamashiach had to read it all. He said, tell the righteous, the Sadiq, it shall be well with you. You that are righteous, it shall be well with you. You that love Yah, it shall be well. Yah did not speak to the righteous. He told Yeshua to tell them, it shall be well. We need men to tell us. Sure we do. How do you train up a child? You must train it up in the way it must go. If we are children, we must be trained. Yahweh constantly calls us little children. Little children. He said, tell the righteous, it shall be well with him. He said, but woe unto the wicked, for their reward shall come upon him. My people, children are the oppressor, and women rule over them. Now tell me in these whorehouses that the women don't rule. Tell me. These Jezebel men, the wives, are what they call the pastors, and they make themselves bishops. Two and three wives. It cannot be. If the men sit under that damnable trash, they become as effeminate as the woman. That's the truth. You look at the pictures of these men. They're soft looking. They're effeminate looking. Now that's just the truth. Yahweh doesn't give the woman no power to rule over man. He doesn't give her that authority to teach and to guide. She teaches the women to instruct them. It's amazing because better time on Thursday, I was talking with Pastor Pennington. And when we talk, he always put me on the speaker telephone. His wife was sitting there. And after we finished, he said, you say hi to him. Because she always listens to me when I talk to him. She said to him, Pastor, we need to simply go down there and sit down under Pastor Roberts and learn. And so when he said that to me, I said, Pastor, we learn from each other. She said, I understand. He said, I understand that, but I need to come down there. My wife says, we need to come down there and just sit down and learn.
See, this is a generation that is arrogant. They act like children. They are proud against the ancient. They don't want those with wisdom to teach them nothing. They're very arrogant. Well, I know you don't know. Because if you did know, you will understand what Yah, why He has established and allowed men to maintain life among us, that they may bring about a plethora of wisdom and experience with Almighty Yahweh in the midst of His house. And you see, when the judges would die, the people would do wickedly. And the judges, and when the people would bring their abundance of gift for their sin offerings, they would take care of the judges. Before they went to see the priest, the Levite. And the judges did not judge righteously. The Levites did not judge righteously. They had to judge. When one brought that offering, sin offering, they had to judge them. Hallelujah. Scripture tells us, that's why we need to confess our faults one unto another. We don't do that. Because of our arrogance and our sinful nature and our pride. Yeah, you confess your faults. You confess as they confess them to the Levites. That has not changed. You can say what you want to. We confess our faults, our sins. Tell our sins. The enemy has no power to bring you under the control of that. There's nothing that I go through I can't share with my wife. When I tell her what I'm going through is such a great relief. Have you ever done that? Have you ever confessed something that is such a great relief? But our pride and our arrogance will not allow us to do that. Well, that's for the old covenant. No, my friend, that is the covenant of Yah with the house of Israel. Because your way, you're not going to judge them righteously. You want to look at yourself differently. It is almost like someone looking at themselves and saying, man, you sure look fine. And you know you don't look fine. That's just the truth. You think you're holy something. I don't look that bad. Well, you look bad, man. And as you fill your mind with these lies, well, I'm not doing that bad. You ever said that? We don't want nobody to judge us. We don't even want Yah to judge us. We don't want to submit ourselves one unto another. You better be concerned by what is spoken from out of this rostrum, out of this pulpit. You better hear it. It matters what the man of Yah says. It matters what Shahu says. It matters what Kephar says. It matters what the man speaks when he gets up here. Hallelujah. The tension is not on the man, but it's on the man working in the man. Hallelujah. You take away from the Lord of Hamashiach when you say it doesn't matter. It does matter because He's the head of the man. You can't take away from that. He was a man. He walked like we walked. He had the pains we had. He did everything that we did. He was the power of this truth in flesh. The strength of it to give us a hope that we can do all that Yah commands us. That's what happened to the Shilishim. They didn't hear what He said. And Kephar said, everybody can deny, but I won't. He said, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me thrice. And they all in the same breath, now not I. And they all turned away from Him. And they all went their way, didn't they? But when He came back, did He restore them all? Who did He go? Who did He look for? He looked for them. He looked for that seed. He looked for that remnant. He looked for them. Hallelujah. And 500 plus probably on the day of Pentecost. There weren't that many left the day when they saw the ascension of Hamashiach. Just a small bit. And they went everywhere and taught. They went everywhere, those Shilishims, those ordained ones, they went everywhere. Could men reject what they said? There was no written book. This is a damned of a twisted generation. The book is a book that is written from 40, 50,000 pieces of document. We need to rule our Almighty Yahweh. We need to know that they are men. We need to have that confidence in Yah that He will not leave us. He will not leave us alone. Now, you don't need nobody to teach you what the Mitzvah Yahweh said. That's what the Ruah does. The Ruah comes to show you your sins. The Ruah Yahweh comes to judge. And if you have the Ruah of Yahweh in you, and you don't judge, then something is twisted in us. I judge men. I judge you. Judge me. That's all right. It causes me to walk straight. It causes me to observe myself continuously. That's what it does. When you're not judged, you go off on your own tangents and do your own things. That's why Scripture says it wasn't tough. When Yahweh saw man, it wasn't tough for him to be alone. He knew what he was going to do. But it's not tough for a man to be all by himself in his own world trying to extrapolate from Scriptures because nothing challenged that. So it's not right for him to be offended. It's all the world. And what everyone else says is wrong. What he says is right. I deal with your mind, your spirit, and the sin of Israel. And I'm not wrong in what I deal with. I said to Pastor Pennington, I deal with the sins of the house of Yah. I deal with the mind of his people. I deal with the being. I said, if I went to Gilead, I can teach from Gilead like any other man. And I began to extrapolate from that. I can tell you stories and it will all sound nice and real. You got thousands of interpretations of it. And yet there was one revelation given unto Yokohan on that Isle of Patmos. Just one. Just one. Because man has put his two cents in. They're not led by the Ruah. They're led by the Pentecostal Spirit, the Seventh-day Adventist Spirit, the Horem Spirit. They're not led by the Ruah of Yah. Because the Ruah of Yah leads us into some truth. All truth leads us into the Torah revelation. Hallelujah. For thy Torah is the truth. Yahweh Siddiq is from everlasting to everlasting. His Torah is the truth. And the Ruah of Yahweh will lead us into the Torah. It will lead us into the Torah power of Almighty Yahweh. And when a man says that he has the power of understanding of Yah, he's not in the Torah, he's wrong. We have understood truth, but we have not understood the power of truth. And so what Yahweh is revealing unto us today, as he did in Yahshua, the power and the strength of truth. And that's why men today reject that. That's why they give no honor, no credence unto the Son. That's why they denounce him and deny him. That's why they say he's not even relevant today. And that is a doctrine that is sweeping the United States and the world today. Let them be damned in their corrupt doctrines. It's a heresy. A heresy when you rebuke them out of the first, second admonition. You reject them. We're trying to appease this damnable wicked world. We're trying to draw men onto our side. I don't care about drawing no man by my side. I want to be by the side of Yah. Shaul, as I was reading this morning, as he talked about Putin and all the men, Theophilus and all of them, he says, salute them, greet them. I send these men, receive them. Receive these men. Receive what they say. Acknowledge what they say. Send, tell Mark to come, I need him. I have Luke with me. I have Lucas with me, I need Mark as expedient. Let him come, I need to see him. I know my time is up. You will not have a progeneration of a people without the strength of the man. Period. And that's why we need the power of the man. We need the power of the man. And the power of the man is this, brothers and sisters. When Yah made man, he breathed into man, he became a living thing. You understand? He put the breath of his vitality in man. And Shatan knows that. So he wants to reduce him down. That's why he said, you're God. You're God. Just disobey Yah. Hallelujah. Just disobey Yahweh. He set the tree of knowledge of tov and evil. And he tried to set the tree of life there too. He just told him, don't eat from that one. The tree of knowledge of tov and evil, don't touch that one. And Shatan said his word, he said, when you eat of this tree, he did not lie. Yahweh is not a God. He is the Almighty One. He said, you will become as God. You will be just like God. You will know, and then he tells them what they will know. They will know they're between tov and evil. At this generation, they're full of God. They declare what is right and what's wrong. They declare what is tough, what is evil. They tell you that. Well, that's wrong. That's right. Now the Torah teaches us what is right and what is wrong. Hallelujah. It teaches us that. It teaches us that. And Yahweh was so mindful of man, he looked out upon him. He said, he needs some help meat. And so he took a rib and made him a woman. He made him a woman that she would help him meet this obligation, this tenacious love for Yahweh, that he was standing in the gap. That's nothing. I'm telling you, the beasts of the field fear man. They fear man. You go to the jungles of woman, they're not going to run from you. The son of a man's voice, that's why he gave us the kind of voice he did. That's why he gave man the look he did. That's why he gave a woman the voice he gave her, that will of distress, that she could cry out. And there's some warrior there at your sister. You go to the jungle magazine, and the beasts and the most ferocious ones will roar and run. Sure they will. Man can tame anything there is. He can bring it under his subjection. He gave him power and dominion over all the earth. And Shatan knows that. And so he will remove the power of man. He gave him power to judge, to establish his government upon the earth, to judge man from the government of Almighty Yahweh. The Torah teaches us that. And all through Torah, even through all the prophets of scripture, search it out. You will find the show facts there. The judges that judge and stood before Israel, the rulers, the princes, the czars, they stood and they judge. And we're missing that today. Now Yah said, I'm going to move the judges and all of this strength from the men. Now, why is he going to do that? I want to read quickly in chapter 1. Yeshaya, look what it says, chapter 1. It says this. I want to move quickly because I got quite a few scriptures today. Yah's will, I want to do my best to get through them all. Yeshaya chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "Hear, O Shemayam, and listen, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." You see that? He nourished us. We rebel against him. We go against what he commands us. He's talking about his house, isn't he? He said, "The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know me. My people have not even considered me." They don't even consider me. It's almost like a parent say, "Daughter, you don't consider me. Son, you don't consider nothing I say." My mother used to say that. You ever heard that, Sister Dot? "You don't consider nothing I say." They said, "You know, but my wisdom to you, it doesn't mean nothing." He said, "What I speak to my people, they don't even consider me." Well, how did he speak to his people? He spoke to them by the Nabis and the judges and the Levites. That's how he spoke to them. He has not changed. Yahweh is the same. He has never changed. He said, "My people don't even consider me." He said, a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, with their perverted, their perversities, their depravity, their lawlessness. He says, "Seed of evildoers, children that are corrupt, children that are perverted. They love to pervert. They have forsaken Yah. They have provoked the Kadosh one of Israel to anger and have gone away backwards." He says to them, "Why should you be beaten anymore? Why should you be smitten anymore?" He said, "Yet you will revolt the more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole limb faint. From the sole of your foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and open sores. And you have been, and they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." He said, there's a stench about you. That's what an open sore does. It brings about every kind of little bug and everything, doesn't it? You open sore, they get the gnats and the maggots. They'll even get maggots in them. The flies will lay on it, suck the pulse. He said, "That's the way you're such a stench. You're so filthy. You're rebellious. You're hard-headed." He said, "That's why I'm going to take away what I said." I want to move down quickly. Verse 9. He says this. He says this in verse 9 of the same chapter. "Except Yahweh of Sabaoth of hosts had left us a what?" Said aloud. "A very what? Small remnant. We should have been as Sodom and we should have been like Gomorrah." Do you hear that? Unless Yahweh leaves a very small remnant. Did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Did he bring a small remnant out? He brought out Lot, did he? Yahweh has not changed, brothers and sisters. Was the man Sadiqah so vexed, righteous? The righteous man so vexed every day with the wicked conversation of the wicked as he dwelt among them? He was vexed, wasn't he? Did he make assessment of what was around him in judgment? And Yahweh had to go down and literally judge him and bring him out of that house. He said, unless Yahweh will listen in this hour, unless he leaves a very small remnant. It's not going to be a large remnant. And except this Yah of Sabaoth of hosts of the armies had left us a very, and that's clarified there, a very small remnant. You have a small remnant, and then out of that you have a very small remnant. He said, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been as Gomorrah. Now, why is the state of the people? Why would Yahweh do what he's doing? Look down in verse 21 of the same chapter. Hallelujah. Show you the state of Yehuda. And there's a precious promise to us as the people of Yah. Verse 21. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of what? It was full of mishpat. It was full of judgment. 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 You all hear that? There's no judgment today. Nobody wants to judge. It was full of judgment. Now she's become a harlot. The same city that I read chapter 3 on last week, all right? And you always say you revisit that and you preach that. I said to my wife other night, we were talking, she was sitting at the sewing machine. I was sitting there studying. And I've always studied scriptures, brothers and sisters. And I said to her, I said, you remember what I read on the Shabbat? I think it was Shabbat evening or Sunday, one of the days, the first day. I don't recall. I said, do you remember what I read? I said, I will read it again. We hear, but we don't hear. And so the woman preached about the judgment of Almighty Yah, the Mishpah. So Israel was full of judgment. Now has become a harlot. When there's no judgment, you become a harlot. Your spirit will give itself over the harlotry. And you will begin to prostitute yourself with every kind of spirit. Well, I won't say nothing about that. To hell with that, I will. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm going to judge it. I'm going to judge our walk, our character, our expression. It was full of judgment. Now it's become a harlot because there's no judgment in it. It says, Sadiqah, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderous. What murderers? Haters of Yah. Those that hate their brothers without a cause and their sisters. Those that hate the Torah of Yah. He said, now it's lodged with murderers. Those that love to hate Yah. Those that walk in the flesh. He said, this was a place whereby when one would walk in the city of Jerusalem, when the judges stood upon the gates of the city before the Shabbat, that you were not going to bring any kind of heavy burden into Jerusalem. There were judges that you got to unload that. You can't do that. And now we don't judge that way. Yeah, HaMashiach says, Yaakov says, judge not that ye be judged. But with the same judgment you judge with, you shall be judged with. Now, he did not tell her what he was saying. Now, if you want to judge a brother or sister, you expect to be judged by the same judgment. HaMashiach says that we judge no man. And then he tells us in the same verses in Matithiah, he said, don't give that which is kodash or katosh or to the dogs, and neither cast your pearls before swine. Now, how do you discern a dog? How do you judge a swine? How do you know the spirit of a dog? And he tells you, don't give that to them that are dogs. He tells you that. That's what scripture says. He came into the bayat of Yah. He saw the money changes and he raged in the anger of Yah. And he thrust them out. He took the scourge and he beat them. He knew what was in the mind of man. He knew what was in the love. He said it was a place full of judgment. We in the days of ancient, there was judgment in our homes. There was judgment in our communities. So no parent was upset when their child was judged by another adult. The parent could judge the child right there in front of the parent, and the parent never got upset. This ignorant generation today, because there's no judgment, they don't want nobody to judge their children. They're full of hell. They're full of harlotry. That's already they're full of harlotry. They don't want nobody to judge them. But yet this same adulterous whore would judge someone else. They would be the judge of a matter. And yet they don't want nobody to judge them with the same kind of ru'ah that they're judging them with. So if you cannot judge, don't make no assessment of one unless you're able to bear that same judgment. You must be able to bear it. Scripture doesn't teach us that. It teaches us to judge. It teaches us to have men that stand in the gap and stand in the place to combat the powers of hell. When there was no leader among Israel, Yah would say, look out among you. That's what Kephar said to the brothers. Look out among you and find men that are full of the Ruah, and full of the Spirit, with the power of Yah. And one was by the name of Stephen, he said, you stiff neck, you uncircumcised and lamb, you always do resist the Ruah of Yah. You're just like your pappies. And they killed him. Did he judge? Was he a shofat of Yah? Sure he was. Certainly he was. They did not pick up men that were shallow and weak. They picked up strong men. They're full of the Spirit of Yah. Full of wisdom. Many today are not full of the Spirit. They're full of the Spirit. It's not the Spirit of Yah. That's just the truth. That's why we need men to stand. My prayer, Yah, send an Abi. When he comes, I will say, bless you, my precious man of Yah. Come on up here. Preach to us. Speak to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are two men that are going to stand in the streets of Jerusalem. And they're going to judge. And we better hear what they say. They're going to bring the fire, the hell of Yah upon the earth. We better hear what they say. And they're going to kill them. They're going to lay in the street of that Sodom and Egypt over there. 3 days and 3 nights. And the Ruah of Yah is going to raise them up. And after that, all hell is going to break loose. Now that has more, it has a metaphoric and it has a spiritual connotation. One day I will teach that. I will show you who the men are. And I can show you by scripture who they are. I can show exactly who they are. I've been intending to teach that message so long, but we're not just ready for certain things. I can show you in scripture. I can show you their identity in scripture, because what they will do, there's only two that identify with that in scripture. Not these men, they call themselves Elijah. Moshe, they're not the two witnesses. Yahweh says, I'm going to raise up a prophet like unto your brethren. And in him, hear him, everything he says. For the reason of a prophet, a Nabi, a man. Everything he says, you hear him. Everything he tells you, you hear him. That's the thing we don't want to hear today. We dishonor. We have no honor for the ancient man today. Childlike. That's why you're children. That's what you're, your children. Scripture tells us honor all men. Honor men. They say honor all men. That's why it tells the wives to reverence the man. That's what it tells her. It tells the husband to love the wife, doesn't it? And then it tells the woman to reverence the man. Reverence. Esteem him. Honor him. That's why we're the woman, we're the assembly of God, we honor our husband, man. Do we not? Hallelujah. But Jezebel never honored. That's why he says to the wife, honor your reverence, your husband. It tells the elderly sisters to teach the young woman how to love her husband. But Yahweh commands the man to love his wife. He said, you're going to know when you experience what love is, woman, you're going to know it's coming from me. When a man gets in that place where he knows how to love, because the true spirit of Yah, he will know how to love his wife. And you will know it has been taught by daddy. It's come from Almighty Yah. He will show the Bible. That's called Hamashiach, the head of man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what love is, woman. And when you understand what that pure love is, you will reverence, you will honor him. You will kiss his feet. You will wash his feet. That's why the Jezebel spirit that caused women to dishonor the man today. He said reverence. Hallelujah. I'm coming like Evangelist Horns with the battle axe. I got the axe today. Knocking out every false wall. Sure I am. Hallelujah. There's a lot of trash we brought on from this damn Christian. I mean, it's wrong. It's a damn of a mess. It's going to damn us too. Yahweh says, I'm going to remove this from you. He says, now you have gone backwards. You're corruptus. You're wicked. Your wounds are open. He said, but I'm going to save just a very small remnant of that woman. Look at verse 23 of the same chapter. Verse 23. I want to move because I want to really get through this today. It says this in verse 23 of chapter 1. He says, your rulers are rebellious, and these are your chieftains, your captains, your men that judge. They're rebellious. And our companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts. They love bribes. They love to be given something, accolades. They love to be worshipped. That's what the rulers are today. Now, did they have rulers? Did he say they had rulers? They had rulers. He said, all of your rulers, your tsars, they are rebellious. They love gifts. And they follow after reward. Look at this. Your judge, they judge not. That's what he says, right? They judge not. They will not defend. They will judge not the fatherless, nor does the cause of the widow concern them. When the cause of the widow does not concern a judge, when they judge not or defend not the fatherless, when they put those out there, the mothers out there, who will have to draw from welfare, don't you know that that is not of Yahweh? Mother with babies, and they gotta beg and go out and beg. The hypocrites can say whatever they want to all of them, the ones that have left it all. If it's one thing that this man did, he pulled them off welfare. He gave them something of some strength, and he said, Jezebels have turned against me like dogs going back to puke. Let them go to hell. Jezebels, every kind of shit it was. Met a man that showed them what the strength of Yah was, get a welfare assisted. Let them go to hell. I don't take it back. I'm not afraid of any man. Now when it comes to this, and these brothers, some brothers will knock me down in the physical sense. I have no problem with that. Hallelujah. But there are men that will knock me out. I know that. I understand that. But what I'm saying when it comes to this, I'm not a coward. When it comes to, I won't bow down. There's a man who wrote me a letter. He said, Pastor Roberts, you have 99.9% more truth than all Christians. He said, you have more truth than 99.9% of all Christian homes and Jewish homes. He said, but you got a little problem in your vernacular in enunciating Hamashiach. He says, a soft, you know, I write him back. I said, all right, my friend, thank you kindly for that instruction. I said, no one has had problem with me enunciating that. So I hope that you just bear with me. These are the schematics of the little schisms that men will allow to turn their hearts from hearing. Hallelujah. They will do that.